It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Mark Hodges, Executive Director of Plains Grains Incorporated. Mark, we spoke with you not too long ago, kind of in the midst of harvest for a lot of the Plains, and we're circling back around now to visit with you and get an update since harvest has pretty much wrapped up for winter wheat across much of the growing area.
Well, harvest is winding down, and we've actually have really about three or four states left that are still harvesting hard red winter. All four of those would be in the Pacific Northwest, Montana, Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. But for the most part, this harvest is winding down. Again, it's been another abnormally normal or normally abnormal, whichever way you wanted to look at it, harvest. Maybe abnormal is getting to be an annual thing anymore, but you know, there's some surprises, there's some good surprises and then some things that weren't so good, but overall, of course, we had a pretty good harvest volume wise and of course West Texas, Oklahoma Panhandle, Southwest Kansas, Eastern Colorado probably wouldn't agree with that. Of course, they had a short crop. They had a lot of problems with disease, freeze and drought, both. Probably the common theme of this harvest through every state, again, maybe with the exception of sawfly, we had virtually no disease or insects in this crop. And really kind of unbelievable considering the moisture we had in most areas, the amount of moisture we had in a lot of areas. Again, surprising. And then we also had, of course, a lot of times when you get high yields, you have problems in other areas, and that usually being a dilution effect of the protein. This year, South Dakota probably really hit a home run because they had high yields and really good protein in that crop. Again, kind of surprising. But it was a tale of maybe three crops now. You know, if you started in North Texas, went up through the central corridor of the U.S., maybe along that I-35 corridor and west, Oklahoma, Kansas, we really had some phenomenal yields in that area. And of course, protein did suffer because of such high yields. Producers aren't normally going to fertilize for 80, 100 bushel yields. We had a lot of those in that area. They're probably fertilizing for 50 to 60 bushel yields. So it wasn't surprising we came up short on nitrogen. And then if you make a left-hand turn about central Kansas and get into western Kansas, eastern Colorado, and as I mentioned before, the northern Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle were also in this same realm where proteins increased fairly dramatically, but the volume decreased fairly dramatically. And so, you know, a lot of those guys harvested a really short crop, but they did have some protein. That was also true for areas of southwest Oklahoma where they also had a late freeze during flowering. And some of those guys didn't harvest but 10 or 20 bushels an acre. And again, central Oklahoma, central Kansas kind of hit home run for a number of bushels. And then as that eastern Colorado area, as you made a right-hand turn and headed into Nebraska, really protein started to improve for that area in relation to central Kansas. Volume picked up and kernel characteristics were very good in that area. And so, you know, we're pretty pleased with the crop in that area. And of course, then whenever we got into South Dakota, it was, as I mentioned, kind of a home run from the standpoint of volume, of yield, and quality of the crop. Now, all of that being said, I would say that even though there was low protein in central Kansas back down into the central part of Oklahoma, what protein was there was quality protein. And so when the milling baking industry has to correct problems, For protein, it's one thing to have to add some protein to it, but the quality's there versus if they had to add protein and quality as well. And in this crop, they were mainly looking at having to add some extra protein with that crop that came out again, Circle Oklahoma in the central Kansas.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's Mark Hodges, Executive Director of Plains Grains Incorporated. That's been this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.